Thanks for listening.
This is VOA News Viewers. I'm Laurel Bowman. The first shipment of the United States' $200 million security support package for Ukraine arrived in Kyiv, the U.S. Embassy said on Saturday. The delivery followed U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken's visit to Kyiv this week. Amid concerns from Ukraine and its Western allies over tens of thousands of Russian troops amassed at the border with Ukraine, Russia denies planning a new military offensive. Meantime, Berlin is ruling out arms deliveries to Ukraine in the standoff with Russia for now. German Defense Minister Christine Lambrecht said in an interview published on Saturday, a few days after Britain started shipping Kyiv with anti-tank weapons, the weapons promised to Ukraine by a bipartisan group of U.S. senators could include missiles, small arms, and boats to help the country defend itself from a potential invasion by Russia. And British Foreign Minister Liz Truss is expected to visit Moscow in February for talks with her Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov, the RIA news agency reported on Saturday, citing a diplomatic source. The planned visit comes amid those elevated tensions between Russia and the West over Ukraine. Lavrov and the U.S. and U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken made no breakthrough in talks on the issue this week, but agreed to keep talking to try to resolve a crisis that has stoked fears of a military conflict. Residents in Ukraine's second biggest city, Kharkiv, say they hope for the best but would prepare for the worst. Kharkiv is an industrial city in eastern Ukraine that is home to tank, aircraft, and tractor factories. It lies 42 kilometers from the Russian border and could be a potential target, according to Ukraine's president. This is VOA News. Tongans queued for limited money services that were restored in the Pacific Islands capital on Saturday as the cleanup continued a week after a devastating volcanic eruption and tsunami. Tonga's government said drinking water was the priority, and a national emergency team had already distributed 60,000 liters of water to residents. A desalination plant on a New Zealand naval ship that arrived on Friday, capable of producing 70,000 liters a day, has started drawing seawater from Tonga's harbor. A British Conservative lawmaker said he would meet police to discuss his accusations that Boris Johnson's government had attempted to blackmail parliamentarians who were suspected of trying to force the prime minister from office. William Ragg, chair of the Public Administration and Constitutional Affairs Committee and a member of Johnson's ruling party, said some conservatives had faced intimidation and blackmail from government representatives because of their desire to topple Johnson. A Pakistani inmate serving a life sentence for murder in an overcrowded Karachi prison has won a scholarship for further study after earning one of the highest scores in the city's higher secondary school exams last year. Syed Naeem Shah, who was 35, scored the highest in the general high school exams among private candidates, that is, among non-traditional students, last year in Pakistan's largest city, winning a scholarship for further studies from the Institute of Chartered Accountants of Pakistan. Malaysia's former Prime Minister Mahathir Mohamad is in stable condition after undergoing treatment at the National Heart Institute, his daughter said in a statement on Saturday. Marina Mahathir said her 96-year-old father had been readmitted to hospital and has undergone 2 days of treatment following an elective medical procedure in early January. The U.S. Postal Service has begun shipping free at-home rapid COVID-19 tests after millions of orders were placed through a new federal website launched this week. The White House said as the rise in Omicron-related cases shifted nationwide, federal government has tens of millions of tests on hand and started sending them on Thursday. That's what White House COVID-19 response coordinator Jeffrey Zients told reporters at a briefing, adding the administration would release more data next week. For more on these and other stories making international news today, we invite you to visit our website. That's voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.